Having heard now the steps to learn the language of what we call the classic method of composition, and having also heard one of the pedagogical examples which Michael worked out, we go now to the disaster picture. That is this Wagnerianism which is destructive. And I think, we have many years looked at this Wagnerian phenomenon, and we use it as a generic word. It's not just Wagnerianism, but it belongs to the whole romantic, but including also aspects of the film music, pop music. But without further speaking about it, Ortrun Kramer from Wiesbaden will now bring you to the horror cabinet.
August, a bizarre happening occurs in the Bavarian city of Bayreuth, the Wagner Festspiele. For the opening event, an illustrious group comes together, closely observed by the local population and dozens of TV cameras from stations around the world. And here are some of the guests. This is Bavarian Governor Stoiber and his wife. Next. This is the former Minister of Foreign Affairs, Hans-Dietrich Genscher, together with the Mayor of Frankfurt and President of the Association of German Cities. Next. This is Guido Westerwelle with some lady that I don't know what she's good for. Next. This is a famous TV entertainer, Thomas Gottschalk, with his wife, his brother, and his wife. Next. This is the heir of the Wagner family, right now the ruling emperor. Oh, I forgot, I wanted to have some music. Forget it. This is, put it on softly. Just keep going. This is Wolfgang Wagner to the left, his wife and his daughter. And now, if it doesn't work, okay, one more we have here, and this is Angela Merkel, the head of the CDU party and the CDU faction in the Bundestag. And just to clarify, I want to stress, she came to Bayreuth this year to listen, not to sing. Okay. Further, and on Thursday of this past week, it was announced. On Thursday last week, it was announced officially that this coming Monday, that's tomorrow, Chancellor Schröder will be in Bayreuth together with Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi to listen to the Tannhäuser. And this does violate a tradition that no social democratic politician would go there. We had some green celebrities in the past years. But no social democrats so far. So now what is this? Why are the masses running to this godforsaken place in Bavaria every year to listen to at least 4 hours of bad music? And we'll get some more examples of it. And they do that every day, people are there. And to stress it, for the entire festival, there are 58,000 tickets available. But 10 times as many could have been easily sold this year and every year. And let us consider some very strange aspects about Richard Wagner. Because he is one of the strangest and bizarre, he is one of the strangest, bizarre careers imaginable. A young man with no thorough musical education, who started off as a conductor with little success, but with a definite tendency towards noisy, pompous celebration of classical works. In 1835, as director of the Magdeburg Opera, he arranged Beethoven's Wellington's Sieg, the famous Schlacht Symphony, adding sound machines to make the noise of the battle more impressive, and tripled or even quadrupled the brass in the orchestra so that the audience literally ran out of the theater. And his first compositions were not successful either. And he himself admits that his skills as a classical composer are slight. This is a quote from the diary of his wife. "I am a beautiful musician," he told his wife, adding, "Only when he created something without reflection, everything was at his disposal. If he thought about how a theme should be transposed into another key, then he made mistakes." And then, in 1849, we find Wagner, now I need less light here, In 1849, we find Richard Wagner, then the conductor of the Dresden Opera, fighting. Here we find Richard Wagner. Here, as a young man, usually you see him only this old with a beret on the head. He was young. And we see him where, next? Fighting on the barricades in Dresden during the 49 revolution, together with none other than Russian anarchist Mikhail Bakunin. In the course of the fightings, the Dresden Opera was burned down, and Wagner was able to flee from Dresden, and an arrest warrant was put out against him, which was only lifted decades later. This did not, however, prevent him from traveling around Europe. And he was all over the place. And his lavish lifestyle, and he had a remarkable love for pompous house decorations, which cost him enormous sums, and more than once he had to flee his residencies to escape his creditors. But his lifestyle was supported by rich friends, among them widows and wives of super-rich bankers and a significant collection of duchesses and countesses. Picture. Such as the poor King Ludwig II from Bavaria of Neuschwanstein fame. This is the Neuschwanstein castle in Bavaria. Knauer Kulturführer Deutschland. Anyway. And surprisingly enough, despite the fact that the arrest... Now you can close this for a moment. Surprisingly enough, despite the fact that the arrest warrant was put out against him in Saxony, he was received in the salons, even by the British Queen Victoria in 1855. And another signal of the political, or should we say synarchist, support of the Wagner operation is the fact that the opening of the Bayreuth Festival in 1876 was attended by the German Kaiser, King Ludwig II of Bavaria, the one we just saw, the lady, the King of Württemberg, and the Emperor of Brazil, along with a host of people from the European nobility. And at the height of his fame, always bitterly fought by the opponents of his fraudulent tendency of musical composition, led by Johannes Brahms, Joseph Joachim, and many others, who stood in the footsteps of Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven, he was a subject of hysterical mass worship, not seen again anywhere in Europe until the Beatles showed up. We know from the not-so-distant history in Germany how Wagner was made the cultural hero of the Nazi rulers. Look at some clips from a recent broadcast on German TV. Adolf Hitler, and they show now the Rienzi opera, the first great opera, big opera by Wagner, and this is scenes from the performance. And this is scenes from reality at the time. And in fact, Hitler did take the Rienzi, this Standarte, and this thing as a model for his No, we can go on. Go on. This is now the equivalent in the Nazi period of what you saw before, the Auftritt of the prominence for the opening of the Wagner Festival. This is Winifred, Wagner's daughter-in-law. Winifred, Wagner's daughter-in-law, was a very close, intimate friend of Adolf Hitler for a long time. I mean, he called her Winnie, and she called him Wolfi. And the personal role of Wagner's son-in-law, Houston Stuart Chamberlain, as a raving anti-Semite in promoting and fostering Hitler, is widely documented and known. Winifred was sentenced in the Nuremberg trials. But did this change her views on the Führer? Not at all, as we will see in the next clip. This is now in German. I tell you what she says later on, if you don't understand, follow. Mic up and loud. Well, this is a post-war thing that's better. Louder. Now listen carefully. Unfortunately, that was not so loud. I tell you what she's saying. In 1975, she says, we old National Socialists, after the war, we couldn't speak so openly. And therefore, when we talked about him, we used a code, and we called him USA, which stood for Unser Seliger Adolf. I mean, this is really amazing. Sorry that this didn't work better. When we tested it in the office, it worked perfectly. Okay, Unser Seliger Adolf, Wolfi. So Richie, Wolfi, and we come to the third in a moment. The members of the international Wagner cult today claim that the Nazis were misusing their guru. However, reading his infamous essay, Das Judentum in der Musik, which he published in 1850 and republished an even more outrageous version in 1869, tells us something different. He writes about music in the synagogue. Who has not been moved by the most disgusting sensation, a mixture of gruesomeness and ridiculousness or absurdity, while listening to that mind and spirit confusing, gurgling, yodeling, and babbling, which no deliberate caricature could possibly distort more repulsively, as here is presented with full naive seriousness? And in the concluding part of his 1869 pamphlet, we find: whether the declining of our culture could be stopped through a violent ejection of the subversive foreign element, I cannot possibly judge, because there must be some powers belonging to this whose presence is not known to me. So, violent ejection of those foreign, of the subversive foreign element. In light of such words, how can musicians today defend Wagner, falsely claiming that everybody was an anti-Semite in the 19th century? As a matter of fact, the Judentum in their music created an unforeseen storm of outrage all across Germany in the music scene. But how can even a Jewish musician such as Daniel Barenboim, whose musical talents and his laudable efforts for peace and understanding among Palestinian and Jewish youth are not put in question here, but how dare he travel to Israel to conduct Wagner there, against the raving protests of those who did not forget? Wagner's ideology, based to a large degree on the ideas of Hegel, Schopenhauer, and his intimate friend for several years, Friedrich Nietzsche, is a typical mixture of archaic German mythology mixed with pseudo-religious expressionism and psychopathic fantasy, and this all heavily sexed up in order not to leave one dry seat in the opera house. All those revolutions, so-called, in his so-called music of the future, Zukunftsmusik, turn out to be, at best, ridiculous parodies of what had been the subject of the classical composer's ideal development. Such is the famous Leitmotiv, which is a perversion of the principle of Motivführung introduced by Haydn, based on Bach, and developed by Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, and Brahms. Wagner's Leitmotiv becomes a cheap sort of signature tune for his individual figures on the stage being presented for mere dramatic effect. And his Gesamtkunstwerk, a total work of art, Gesamtkunstwerk is an expression that he created, Wagner used to write the text of his operas himself. And here is a typical example of his poetry. Weihe, Waage, woge du Welle, Waller zur Wiege, Waggala, Weihe, Wallala, Weihala, Weihe. This is the famous song of the Rhine Maidens from the Rheingold, which is the opening of der Ring der Nibelungen. Wagner himself, on himself, the main thing is that one must be extraordinary. I mean, indeed. For me, the accent has to be laid on the union of the poet and the musician. As were I merely a musician, I would not be worth much. In a conversation with his father-in-law, Franz Liszt, a short while before his death in Venice, Wagner's death in Venice, Wagner proposed that they jointly write symphonies with only one movement, at what? If we write symphonies once, then no juxtaposition of scenes. That was exhausted by Beethoven. Rather, spin a melodic string until it is spun out. And as we know, that can take as long as 4 hours. This is his idea of this endless musical line, which results in the unbearable singing of his Brünnhildes, Siegfrieds, Wotans, Isoldes, Kundris, Parsifal, the Rhine Maiden are called, Woglinde, Welgunde and Flosshilde. Also, da muss man auch mehr drauf kommen. Okay, all the other strange figures. Looking at the content of the Wagner operas, there is only one conclusion one might come to. They are as dumb as a Hollywood script. And in fact, here lies one secret of the Wagner cult. His music is not written for the glory of God, as Bach has demanded every music must be written, or else it is, in Bach's words, ein teuflisch geplärr und geleiere, a devilish blaring and monotony. Wagner, indeed. The Gesamtkunstwerk, as envisioned by Wagner, was based on sensuous effects, often enough so absurd that they could not be realized on the stage of his time, and often enough cannot be realized on the stage of today. How do you present the Rhine maidens swimming at the bottom of the River Rhine on stage? Even if they come on stage naked, as is done in many modern productions to attract a paying audience. Remarkably, often enough, huge fire explosives. And here we are in Hollywood again. Let us just look and listen to a juxtaposition of some typical Wagner figures and a famous Hollywood something. Wagner muss immer laut sein. Gleich nochmal weiter. Ich bin so vergessen. Gleich da, wo wir waren. Nummer 1. Auf 1, auf 2 Minuten. Okay. Let's go on. In conclusion, stop that. And let's go on with some observations. Adi again. Wagner again, and Arlie again. Okay. That's it. Yes, it is film music, designed and promoted for his ability to manipulate masses, just like the Schwarzenegger monstrosities today. And let us say no, not only to Schwarzenegger in the October vote, but to this ongoing perversion of music, and fight for the return of true beauty classical composition. And with this, I go to the next.